Okay, we have looked at transformation, we have looked at discipleship, and now let's put them together and let's see what we get. Two realities that demand a response. The first is that God has created mankind in His image. We are uniquely created in His image. And then secondly, God has so designed human development that the one issue that dominates the adolescent stage of life is that search for identity. Who am I? Why am I here? So youth seek answers to the identity questions. So again, if one and two are true, what's the purpose of youth ministry? What is the church's primary response to young people during the formative adolescent years of their lives? I believe it is to create an environment in which youth can discover who they are in Christ. And so our mission is equipping leaders to transform at-risk youth into the emerging leaders they were created to be. And it involves a process or an approach that we call transformational discipleship. It's an approach to urban youth development centered on maximizing the adolescent leadership experience in ways that mold them for future service and motivate the future leaders, the children that they influence. Let's unpack this. First, it's an approach. This approach taps youth's natural desire to influence children. Children, you can categorize children in three, like children and youth. You got children, early adolescent, and then adolescent. I don't know what your school system is. Most school systems in the United States have these three separated. And so they're age-related, and they're separated from the other age groups in their classrooms. They may come together outside in the playground, but they're pretty much focused on an individual, a curriculum that is designed for a particular age group. Okay? Well, the African proverb is that it takes a village to raise a child. And if you happen to be in a family, a large family, that has a number of children in it, you know that as your children, your older children, play a part in the raising of the younger children. Well, this approach takes advantage of that. It takes advantage of adolescents who desire to have an impact on children. They want to make a difference, and they have a natural desire to influence their younger siblings. So, it's an approach. And it's about leadership, maximizing the adolescent leadership experience. One of the things we're going to learn, we'll learn about this when we start talking about leadership in the next section, is that we all lead, and we all lead all of the time. And so all youth have leadership capacity. They don't know it. Many of them think of leadership as, well, if I'm not the quarterback or the president of the chess club, then I'm not a leader. But that's not true. We all lead. And the task is to animate or bring to life the adolescent, the capacity that adolescents have for leadership. It will be unique, but that's a part of their uniqueness. And our task is to maximize the adolescent leadership experience. As they get involved in working with youth, they'll all be attracted to different things. Some might see the big picture. Some might enjoy the relational part of ministry. Some might enjoy the organizational side of ministry. These things will come out as they work with young people. And the idea, as the adult leader, is to point that out to them. Do you see how you have this interest here? how you really gravitated towards this person, or this particular need. Wow, you seem to see the big picture. What does that say about you? What does it say about who you are, how you were created, and what your potential might be? There are two transformational activities that must take place among young people. The first has to do with thinking. Youth need honest answers to honest questions. Okay, we need to be able to say, where is God in all this? And again, Jesus modeled this for us. But it's all about getting them to think, to examine. And then the second one is apprenticing. You're discovering while you lead. Okay, you lead and teach children. And the optimal age is 3rd through 5th grade. The reason I say that is from two different sources. One is Yuanzo Kunjufu. He wrote a book called Countering the Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys. And he talked about youth development of black boys. And how when they were younger, earlier than the 4th grade, he said they were bright, they were excited about life, you could see that they were happy about living. But something happened to them in the 4th grade. It's almost as if realities began to settle in. And that's when he began to see a dramatic change in demeanor and behavior of young black boys when they entered the 4th grade. Now, from an entirely different source, Bob Beale, he writes about that if you want to know who you are, ask yourself what you were doing in the 4th grade. And so from these two divergent places, they're both pointing to the 4th grade as a time, a pivotal point in the life of a child. And that is why bringing emerging leaders, your adolescent leaders, influencing children at this time, those adolescent leaders can have a powerful impact on the lives of these children at this time in their lives, okay? But apprenticing means responsibility and authority. Somehow, you must give them something, you must give your high school leaders something to do where they have responsibility and authority. And then finally, they're learning while doing. While they're doing all of their leading, you're there watching. You're helping them discover. You're helping them interpret the things that are going on. They're dealing with issues that are coming up in the context of leading. And you're helping them think through how to respond. And they are learning themselves how to respond. Then third is direction. Molding for future service. Okay, again, the defining adolescent question is, who am I? Identity impacts and shapes direction. If I know who I am, then that gives me an idea of what I should do. So molding is about discovering and animating the divine imprint. You're allowing them to not only understand how God has made them, they're allowing that to mold them into the person they were created to be. Patton Robinson said this, in any given situation, who you are determines what you see, and what you see determines what you do. There are three passages here. I think there's three passages here. One is, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, from Psalm 139. Bob Beale said, you define your uniqueness and maximize its use. And then third, Max Dupree, he said, we really should be in awe of human potential. And then the last part is legacy. Motivating the future leaders that they influence. Again, I think I may have shared this with you, how while during the summer I was the chaplain, I'd be up in my office, and one of these kids would come to me. They'd come up to my office and they would say, "Can I do what he's doing someday? I want to do what he is doing." There are two very powerful discoveries here. One is for the child is possibility. And if you work in an inner city setting, and you know from a child's perspective when they look out their door what the possibilities are for their lives, sometimes they're not very good. Sometimes they can look outside their door, sometimes they can look inside their house and be concerned about their future. But when they meet this person, same neighborhood, coming out of the same community, and they're seeing this person. You know, when you're an adult, you certainly can influence children. But when you are a teenager, and you may only be 4 or 5 years older than these kids, all of a sudden, you are exemplifying real possibilities for that child. And so for the child, it's possibility. But for the emerging leader, it's legacy. They are leaving behind a legacy. They will never forget him. They will never forget that this person was the model for me. This person is telling them, whatever you see in me, you can become. So, youth ministry. The discipleship-rich environment. We came up with a phrase, potential and hope ignite. When children see, modeled by youth from their neighborhood, possibilities for their own lives. This is transformational discipleship at work. This is what with this kind of environment, we can create youth that are coming out of difficult situations, seemingly without hope, at risk because of the pressures and what the community is saying about who they are and what they can do. This can create an environment where transformation truly can take place.